This is an interview with G. Thomas Jordan for the YSU Canfield Fair Project by Kerry Stanton at his home on Mahoning Avenue on November the 8th, 1983 at approximately 10 a.m. Okay, usually we start with your own background, you know, your parents, when you were born, your education, that type of thing.
Well, I had two wonderful parents. My father was in the service station and automobile dealership on the corner of Mahoning and 46, where Godfrey's Restaurant was now.
Mm-hmm.
They built there in 1928.
Mm-hmm.
And they, as I say, were awfully good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only child, and I suppose spoiled brat. Anyway, he retired in 41, and of course I was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of the service, I had worked for Standard Oil before the service.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out, he had had to go back and run the service station without automobile sales. So I leased the service station and cornered off of him in 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started in the room where there was sales, auto sales, I started a hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Jordan Service and Jordan Hardware.
On the same corner.
On the same corner, in the same building.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it was a big building at that time. There was an Isley's and a grocery store, mm-hmm, and a drug store and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Did they come this way down Mahoney?
It was an L shape. There was, mm-hmm, it was along 46 and also Mahoney, based on Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
And in those days they built them along the roads. Today they build them back with,
yeah,
the parking in front.
Mm-hmm.
And when they widened Mahoney Avenue, then my service station went, and I,
mm-hmm,
ended up with a hardware.
Mm-hmm.
I sold it in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the real estate business. I invested in some, and I liked the appraisal end of it better. I went to Georgia University and took a course in appraising,
mm-hmm,
for a couple months.
Is that how you get into appraising?
That's the proper way,
mm-hmm,
to get schooling. You, mm-hmm, can, anybody that sells real estate can become an appraiser.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know the basics,
mm-hmm,
and this is good for commercial or industrial,
mm-hmm,
or anything.
Mm-hmm. They're licensed. Appraisers are licensed.
No, they never have licensed.
No?
They have designations.
Mm-hmm.
They, in other words, there is an SRA, Society of Residential Appraisers,
mm-hmm,
and there's an MAI that's connected with the realtors, and then there's the...
What does that stand for?
I never could... the Institute of appraisers, but I never understood what the M stood for. And then there's the American Society of Appraisers,
mm-hmm,
which I have a senior,
mm-hmm,
appraisers designation.
Mm-hmm.
In.
Mm-hmm.
And in 61, then I had my own office, and my father used to like to, we were chums. He was busy working when I was a kid,
mm-hmm,
and then later years I was busy working when he was retired,
mm-hmm,
and I'd hang around when he was in business and he hung around when I was in business. And after I sold the hardware, we had 3 years together of wonderful,
mm-hmm,
we liked to play on the farm and,
mm-hmm,
so forth, and I had the real estate office, and then in come Homer Schaefer, the president of the fair board. And I didn't know the head of fair board. I never gave it a thought how the fair run. We,
mm-hmm,
we had ponies and we showed ponies,
mm-hmm,
at the fair and all over. And Homer asked if I would consider being on the fair board, and I said, well, I have to talk to my family.
Mm-hmm. How did you know Homer?
By showing ponies,
oh,
at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acquainted with my folks and my different relatives of mine,
mm-hmm,
I guess. And so I asked Dad what the fair board was, and he said, well, they run the fair, and he said, the members are somebody that I've always admired or looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I feel awfully honored that they have mm-hmm. even considered asking you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who was on the fair board then?
Well, Homer was the president. There was Howard Kohler.
Mm-hmm.
George Bishop was still living.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty elderly at the mm-hmm. time, and he, but he was still interested. And then there was Hugh Bowman, mm-hmm. Roy Bowman's father. Mm-hmm. Fay Heinzelman, that I was put on the board with to help in concessions.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Rose, of course, Homer Schaefer was the president.
Mr. Kilcawley was
in. No, he was still living, but he had been on the board in
mm-hmm.
time. Oh boy, I know.
Bob Hannah?
Bob was not on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been. Him and I come on pretty close together.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert Agnew. And I wish I had a list here, I could tell you.
Ellen Gross.
Ellen Gross was on, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was 17 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Herman Gross from, no relation of Eldon,
mm-hmm.
From North Jackson.
Oh, I've never heard anyone speak of
him. He was in, they had a big dairy farm just on the other side of the turnpike on Mahoning Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in charge of the cattle. Mm-hmm. He had what Bob Wiley was in charge of now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That was in 63.
Mm-hmm.
They put me on right before the fair, and I didn't know much about what was going on. And I remember they put me on with Fay to help on concessions, and of course we worked good together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had several new ideas that helped us, trying to keep track of where people,
mm-hmm.
where there was empty space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back to my father, which he really enjoyed. Riding around with me over the fairgrounds on the golf cart and sort
mm-hmm.
of seeing what we were setting up. And he passed away in November
mm-hmm.
of 63.
Mm-hmm.
So from then on it was, I was on in concessions, I still am.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Faye was elderly and we put Faye in charge of the buildings and the concessions.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought John Holowack on.
Yeah.
Being from Youngstown Township, really, which is Youngstown City, but
mm-hmm.
it's not thought of as a township.
Yeah.
But anyway, John is our representative from that area. And I went on and was president. Chuck Blunt was the president at the time. He was another one who was on the board when I came. Chuck asked me to be his vice president,
mm-hmm.
and don't ask me what year that was for sure, but anyway, for 2-year term. And,
how long does it take you to get, when you start, to become the president? Oh, there's nothing set, just they say, well, you're going to be mm-hmm. president next year.
Or do people say,
I would like to be.
The president will ask a vice president, a fellow to be his vice
mm-hmm.
president. Now, just like Gib James
mm-hmm.
asked Kenny McMillan
mm-hmm.
to be his vice president
mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this time Kenny, and there's never been an exception to the rule,
mm-hmm.
Kenny become the president.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he asked, that's awful. getting old and forgetful.
Oh.
Dave Myers. Mm-hmm. He asked Dave Myers to be his vice president.
He knew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, relatively new. I know.
Relatively new, I suppose. Yeah. Let's say everybody that's been put on since I joined is new.
Yeah, I know. I know. Although they say, well, he's a new guy, they'll say. He's only been on 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they, anyway, Bob Hammett was my vice president, and then Bob, in turn, selected somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the fair business has been very good.
Mm-hmm.
Grace has been a big help,
and
we all realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fair would never be what it is without Grace.
Yeah, she's a wonderful.
And I would have never accomplished what I accomplished without Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into the state and the Ohio Fair Managers, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Hank Thompson from Delaware, Ohio, was the president of the Ohio Fair Managers at the time. That's made up of all fair managers, directors all over the state, including the manager of the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so Hank Thompson from Delaware asked me to be a director at large, and I served in that capacity for several years, and then they selected me as vice president, and then I served my couple years on that and went on to be president of the Ohio Fair Managers.
What did you do?
A lot of running around the state. By the way, Bob Rose is the treasurer of the Ohio Fair Managers. Yeah, of course, I'm a past president of the Ohio Fair. But there's a lot of, we try to work in the legislative end of things, with things that are good for the fairs and protect our interests in the fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a convention every year in Columbus, and it's the convention is for to pass ideas around among the different fairs, and there again, the director of agriculture is there, and we even have a breakfast in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the director's breakfast,
and
it's very rewarding as far as the people you meet, the legislators you meet. You get to know people all over the state. You're asked to talk at different fairs, at their different meetings, and it's real rewarding. I really enjoyed it.
Do they send representatives to the international fair, or is that a separate?
Yeah, that's a separate. We do have we send a representative of our. Our delegate from the state.
Wasn't Grace though?
She has been, in fact, Grace should have been president of the High Fair Managers because she was asked different times and she didn't want to. But then, not only that, but on into the international, she's been held offices and committee, headed committees in the international. So Grace is well known all over the world as far as fairs. She's an international figure.
She should be.
Yeah.
She's a marvelous person.
Yeah.
And
so now we just, after you're a past president of the Cancel Fair and past president of the Ohio Fair Manager, you just go on and do your regular job.
Mm-hmm.
And they do use us in the Ohio Fair Managers to, we're allowed all the privileges of the, except voting rights. After 2 years, but they pick your knowledge and the fair uses you just, we're the same value niche. Everybody has their niche.
Oh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Everybody has their thing to do.
So it's basically on the same plan as the Canfield Fair. But
oh no, I'm talking.
Oh, you're talking
Canfield
about the Canfield Fair.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
After all these your duties are done, you come back to your fair and you have carried them on at your own fair while this other stuff is going on anyway. But and it's no letdown because you're still a big part of the fair and have your stuff to do. And
I don't know how you men have time to do all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is where Grace has been.
I understand the wives are involved too.
Some of them. Mm-hmm. My wife was when I was active as far as off and off. But and she's retired from that end of it. Some of them still keep on and like it. She's pretty much a house cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
She likes her house.
Can you serve as a vice president? What do you do? Do you kind of follow along and see what the president does? That way you have, it's a kind of a training period?
Not really. Of course, being president of the fair board is a lot of recognition. If you still have your job to do in the fair, running the fair, plus you are called upon to probably represent the fair at Grange meetings or different meetings where people look up to you as a fair president, but you don't have that feeling when you're doing it. You just you're proud to be.
A lot more headaches when you're president.
Not really. Of course, here again, this is where Grace, and now we have Ed Bear that helps, and of course Eileen grows when she was on there, and June.
Mm-hmm.
These people really.
Everybody kind of meshes together.
Yeah.
So.
And you ride around that fairground and you see the work being done. We rode around last Tuesday while the election was going on. We had the, they call it the Kilkelly wagon, and they hook it on back the tractor and ride around the fairground. We were back in the new parking lot where it's been cleared and they're putting roads in.
Oh, there's a new one. Where is
it? It's back further. See, we bought
toward Route 11? Right,
yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And there was no roads down over the hill. And here was all this thing going with gas wells and the bulldozers and this other fellow making roads in there for parking. And you just look at this, and you go up to the horse barns, and here's fellas training horses, and somebody else out, here's the sewer being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
You think, my golly, how do we keep this together?
Yeah.
Because it's so many things going on,
and
like I could say, it wouldn't be going on if it wasn't for these people that we have working there that is, I'd say it's a lot of dedication. It has to be.
Well, tell me about your own special job there in concessions. You know, when you start, what it entails.
Well, when I started with Mr. Heinzelman, we used to have a tape measure, and two fellas helping us, and a bunch of tin can lids and the spikes and a crayon, and we'd mark off if a fellow wanted 3 foot or 18 foot or 30 feet, we'd mark it off and put a tin can lid at one end and a tin can lid at the other and drive the spike in the ground and then go on to the next and fill the whole grounds up like that. And we started like 2 weeks, two or two and a half, maybe 3 weeks before the fair, laying it at what few we had. In those days, we used to wait till the people got there to find out where they wanted. Well, something has to be, because this is getting bigger. So anyway, we made 10-foot lots. And if you'll go around the ground, you'll see these marks on the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're numbered. The odds are on one side and the evens are on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And like the east and west, it starts to the east and goes west on the numbers, and on the north to south, it starts in the north and goes.
Mm-hmm.
And every street has an address now, or every lot. And so it makes it so much easier
mm-hmm.
to, well, for the electricians, for instance. Or we can sit there at the office and say, now you're on 2022 Austintown, or 1719 mm-hmm. Beaver, or and they know, everybody knows right where that is.
Mm-hmm. And people usually come back and take the same spot.
Yes. We've had people that, well, when like we would open a new drive, like Schaefer Drive, there by the Pumpkin Building,
mm-hmm.
and we were questionable about it ourselves. We didn't know how good it would be, but we had a lot more concessions, and we were running out of space, so we put a few on there, and I mm-hmm. remember this one couple that has Oriental food. Oh my gosh, they didn't like it at all. We want someplace besides this. It's a one-sided street, you know, and everything. Well, we moved them to another spot, and they wanted back where they were. And they're still, that's maybe 10 years ago, they still are coming back to that same spot.
People just know where it is, and they come back there?
People don't realize, a new concessionaire doesn't realize that a good concession, it's like a business. A good concession, you might not do good when you first start out
mm-hmm.
in any location. You might be on the corner of the best and busiest street, but if you don't have the right thing or the right merchandise or do it right or present it right,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to make out. If you have a good thing to give the people mm-hmm. and present it well, you might not do so good the first year, but
mm-hmm.
it will, the word gets around, and hey, there's some good cookies
mm-hmm.
up there,
mm-hmm.
or some good donuts,
mm-hmm.
or some good this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you try to tell people this, because we've had them jumping all around trying to better themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they find that no matter where they're at, they will do well if they have a good product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a business any place.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have
mm-hmm.
the right thing. And it's worked out well. I've become acquainted with lots and lots of nice people.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got on, I heard the expression joints and carnies and all this stuff. And I, you know, and they...
What was that first word?
Joints.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That's the concession stand.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Before I got into this concession, a joint was someplace you didn't mention you were going to go.
Yeah.
It's a very proud term
mm-hmm.
in concession,
mm-hmm.
here's language.
Mm-hmm.
And these people do well.
Mm-hmm.
They, a lot of them go to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Where do these people come from?
All over. We've had them from Florida, California,
mm-hmm.
New York.
California is the furthest from?
It's about the furthest they can count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alaska.
The funny part, never had any from Alaska, I don't think, but they don't, you don't get, the regular ones are, and the biggest part of them are regular, but they work a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll overlap with people from the south or the
mm-hmm.
west. If it was a person from California, it might be some reason that he has a chain of stands
mm-hmm.
Or a location that he'll
mm-hmm.
pull out of and move on.
You wouldn't normally have people from California.
No, no. And it's surprising that people we have pull up at the gate with Florida license or Wisconsin or something
mm-hmm.
and say, is this the Canfield Fair? We've heard so much about it. We finally decided to come and see what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of
mm-hmm.
course, makes you proud, too.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of Oh, people that come quite a distance, maybe not just to come to the fair, but while they're here, they don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter in Georgia comes every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a must.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year she missed because her school started too early. And she couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, you've heard people say they've not missed a fair for 50 years. Or, you're probably
I've never missed one.
Yeah. And it's quite a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all goes back to, I think everybody on the board is so proud to be part of it. They work pretty diligently at it.
Do you think that's what makes this a special fair? I always ask people that.
I think that's
always seems to be the
It's a working board. It's a working board. Everybody has a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, I find that the ones that aren't, if they're just figureheads, are not near as successful.
Mm-hmm.
They're floundering. Or if there's dissension. That's one thing here. I've never, there'll be a little disagreement in a meeting or something,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually, I've never seen it that it wasn't ironed out before the meeting was over.
Mm-hmm.
And an agreement.
Good.
And it's a lot of rewards.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen the concessions grow quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any numbers?
Well, yes, I would say back in 63 we'd have maybe 250,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably double that now.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is we have put a few extra streets in. We don't want to have more area under concessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we try to weed them out and keep the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a bummer, they might not even get an application.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, and it usually has to be pretty, although we still try to keep upgrading
mm-hmm.
we've encouraged it. They do, it's such a difference now of the type of concessions,
mm-hmm.
The quality.
Mm-hmm.
And of course with just the 10-foot spots, anybody can't have less than 10-foot
mm-hmm.
or any 10-foot increments. And
people get more than one 10-foot?
Oh yeah, they'll have up to 60.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one concessionaire might have 15 stands at different places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a local fella here that has at least 15 different stands
mm-hmm.
at different locations. Been here for years
mm-hmm.
and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Game people that run games.
Do you have any trouble with them?
No. No. We had a they call them gypsies, and we never asked them back. We didn't have trouble with them. The other concessionaires did, as far as it actually got down to they're pretty much their own police. You don't, and they're our friends. When we had trouble with outside groups wanting to come in to the board and infiltrate
mm-hmm.
For what we felt not good reason. Our first line of communication or knowledge about this was the concessionaires.
Hmm.
They left us know what was going on and mm-hmm. Worked with us, and they were just like a beehive. They really went to work for us.
Uh-huh.
That's surprising.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if they were outside of Mahoning County, they couldn't help. But the ones that from Mahoning County.
Why was that?
Well, see, we have The state of Ohio has, this is why you'll find the fairs in the state of Ohio are probably much, much greater on a par and better taste the whole way through,
mm-hmm.
because the state agricultural department regulates fairs,
mm-hmm.
as they do racetracks and what have you, so that every fair is chartered or under the agricultural society,
mm-hmm.
and so it's set up that each county has their own agricultural society,
mm-hmm.
and you sell membership to that,
mm-hmm.
and then those members in the agricultural society are the only ones that can vote for your directors,
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different ways they are set up,
mm-hmm.
as far as the memberships. Now, some of them will charge quite a bit more for their memberships into the society, but that entitles them to entering a fair or, a fair, instead of paying at the gate, that
mm-hmm.
membership entitles them, but they pay more in according.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many people belong to this in Ohio County?
Any amount that wants to.
There, you mean I could go join them?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And any time during the fair.
Mm-hmm.
You can join us.
And these people have the right to vote.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, this is where we, like this one group I was telling you about earlier, mm-hmm. they brought people by the busloads out and paid for their membership,
mm-hmm.
which is only 50 cents. But they brought the busloads out and paid.
50 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
50 cents a person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many of them don't know about it. Anybody, it's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that people aren't interested, of course we're a public, our all of our statements and everything is publicized,
mm-hmm.
in a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And like
what else do they do besides vote?
That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that a membership and 50 cents entitles you a cup of coffee any place, including us.
I didn't realize that.
It's made up of people that's interested.
Uh-huh.
And,
you say most of your concessionaires belong?
No.
Just the ones
don't.
In Mahoney County?
Just the ones in Mahoney
uh-huh.
County.
Uh-huh.
And not all of them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them don't care to.
Yeah.
I think, we might have normally 500 or so
mm-hmm.
members in the
mm-hmm.
Agriculture Society. When that...
of that amount, how many would end up voting?
Well, this time I think there was 84 or 86,
mm-hmm.
something like that. There was no issue or
mm-hmm.
any...
That would include the directors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all the...
Mm-hmm. And we vote from 12 to 4, where
uh-huh.
we had to sit there all day, 12 to 4 o'clock,
yeah.
and wait till the last minute or
uh-huh.
last... Time was up,
uh-huh.
Giving everybody a chance to vote.
Uh-huh.
But there was times when I think there was 1,800 voted. We had over 2,000 memberships. This was quite a turnout at the vote because there was a lot of interest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
you don't vote just on members, you vote on issues too.
No.
No?
There's never been, the only way an issue is brought up is that there will be a group. In other words, they have a particular person they want to put in.
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
they'll get this group together
mm-hmm.
And sell memberships
mm-hmm.
To favor this,
mm-hmm.
To. But it's so very seldom.
Yeah.
And, as long as everybody is happy and satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been
not too much hassle then.
Mm-hmm. None
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, if there is somebody that he usually knows everybody in the board and just feels, maybe I'd like to belong and and he'll win. Some of them will get on. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some of them, just wide open.
It's not just a matter of I'll pick my friend and you pick your friend.
No, because see, we're the center of the political subdivision. Our meetings are open,
mm-hmm.
and we've had our neighbors in. Mm-hmm. And, when we bought that back acreage, we cut down a lot of trees in order to make more parking, and
mm-hmm.
these people were concerned that had joined us, and they come to the meeting to find out what we were doing, and
mm-hmm.
after we told them,
mm-hmm.
Everything was, well, there again, somebody might not be satisfied, but the majority of them are, and we try to satisfy everybody. You can't satisfy everybody, but we try to.
What do you do if you get someone on there that doesn't want to do his job?
We've been very, very fortunate. We did have one fella in the time I've been on who was pretty forceful in getting on. He went after it pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended, he was a good, ambitious member,
mm-hmm.
but he ended up embezzling money from the company he was working for in Salem. And of course, that was the end of him as far as the board is
mm-hmm.
concerned.
Mm-hmm.
However, he was
you have
never
rules
a,
about these kind of things.
Huh?
You have rules about these kind
we
of things.
We have ethics.
Yeah.
There probably is no rule as
mm-hmm.
I know of,
mm-hmm.
other than the fact what good, what harm will you do
mm-hmm.
the whole county by this kind of shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he went on to get a divorce and leave town and
mm-hmm.
the whole business,
mm-hmm.
which was, that's why we try to very carefully screen who we get on,
mm-hmm.
and that they're capable of taking care of the end of it that they, there's a lot of the board members that have worked with the board in the different capacities. Kenny McMillan helped me on concessions.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many people do you have under you?
Well, just John and I.
Yeah.
John Hollowack and
yeah.
I run concession.
But then you have people that you don't do it all yourself.
Well, Ed Bear has been a big help
mm-hmm.
to us. And other than that, we don't have any.
No?
No.
No volunteers?
We don't really need anybody. We have it so that we don't, they know where the place is.
Yeah.
If they don't, if it's a new person, we can go very easily with them in the golf cart or walk
mm-hmm.
down
mm-hmm.
and show them where they're at and what's to be expected
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's so very little. See, we have that completely lined up before
yeah.
the fair.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we used to work better than 2 weeks before the fair, putting pins
yeah.
in and,
yeah. Yeah.
and tin can lids and marking them. Now, it's like... every lot has an address like my house or your house.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there again, they police each other. If a new one comes in, the guy next door will tell him, you know, if he's doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you don't adhere to his neighbor, they come up. And we have policing as far as... old kids will come up there, didn't get a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times we don't know, but you can usually tell a good kid. And the only thing we, when I go back to the stand with them, I'll say, now you aren't, don't feel smart or overbearing about this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to this fellow and just see what went on. And of
mm-hmm.
course, the fellow, I've never had a case yet where they won't right away, here's your teddy bear
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm.
There was, and it isn't the owners, it's a lot of times the individual operators that maybe they aren't making enough, they're giving out too much
mm-hmm.
or they want to cut down
mm-hmm.
what they, and they maybe get a percentage it would take, but as a rule, let's say the most I've ever done at any one fair was maybe three times or twice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's usually an individual that got a job working for one of the owners,
yeah,
and he got a percentage or
mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah.
So, and here again, with the state rules and regulations, these games are so regulated that they have to be approved by the state before they can be put on at the fair,
mm-hmm.
and the state has state inspectors. Now, the rides that we've had, in fact, the people that have the rides started here the same year I did,
mm-hmm.
63. They're wonderful people, they're down to earth, we got them when they were small and they've progressed, but there again, we had an understanding with them when he came in to cancel that everything would be painted up and they'd have uniforms, and I'll grant you, working around those rides and so forth, so they can be pretty, and there's there again, the owners are high class, but these roustabouts,
mm-hmm.
some of them,
mm-hmm.
that they have working, they have a time keeping them cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
or red up.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of institute the plan of inspecting the rides,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that there was no structural weakness. Of course, you can't tell for sure, and fortunately, we've never had any trouble. But the states got into it, and they inspect them now. And so it more or less took a load off of our shoulders. We always felt that we might be on the block if
mm-hmm.
something did happen,
mm-hmm.
because we required them to be inspected.
Mm-hmm.
But now since the state has done it, and they do it good, now they're stepping up even further. They're having, before it was the Food and Drug Administration,
mm-hmm.
of course they check the games to make sure they're honest, or the right kind of games, that they have had approval from the state. They will apparently continue with that part of it, but the rides will be inspected by some engineering
mm-hmm.
department of the
mm-hmm.
state that supposedly has engineers and so
mm-hmm.
forth that can tell
mm-hmm.
what's what.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all these operators have to have insurance
mm-hmm.
and enough to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if we try to figure out ways to
I should train
if
anything would happen, you know, on the ride, you've read, Texas, the state fair in Texas,
yeah.
people were killed.
Yeah.
Can they come back on the fair and sue?
Or
would they sue the ride people?
When something like that happens, they sue everybody.
Yeah.
They'll sue somebody that was riding in the same seat with them, or
mm-hmm.
that was walking up the walk in front of it, they sue. They'll grasp at anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the State Fair in Texas has had, I think even this year again, they had another mishap.
Yeah, yeah.
And this has been, out of everything bad, there's something good comes of it, because we have had, I'd say, two instances or three that was very serious. In fact, we have, Albert Agnew has his police watching for things. We have, of course, the ambulances and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tried to work out a plan so that if something did happen, now, no matter what, it still is a catastrophe, and you feel like you hope you could have done
mm-hmm.
more, wish you
mm-hmm.
could have. But in every case that we've had, we had, they usually come to me. The police are there as a rule first.
Mm-hmm.
They call the ambulance if needed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll call me, and then I'll call Lee Stacy, the photographer,
mm-hmm.
and she the necessary pictures. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've had pictures taken on one particular ride. I remember the fellow that worked at General Motors. There was no known relatives in his work records or anything. He had been apparently pretty intoxicated, and it slipped by one of the ride operators that he shouldn't have been allowed on in the first place. And about 4 years later, there was a relative popped up. They dug around and they found somebody that it was related to him, and we had these pictures that helped us 4 or 5 years later, and it was very, very informative.
Does the fair board then have to carry pretty heavy insurance? Do they carry it, they just carry it for the 5 days?
As far as the state structure, we are a corporation, and we can't be individually, but it doesn't, there's been cases brought that you never are sure. It's just, they have tried it. We have what they call a red book that the state puts out, and they so designated us as a political subdivision, or the same standing as a political subdivision. Of course, if somebody would get a hold of it, they would, some attorney, they'd come after everybody, you know.
Yeah.
You just, so consequently, we do, of course, I suppose every one of the directors, you know, or like myself, you carry liability insurance for whatever you do. And then the fair carries a, and then the ride people that are required by the state before they can even set up in the state of Ohio are with everybody covered or as a rider on these insurances. So that, of course, like I say, you can be touched. And of course, we try to guard not liability-wise, but also if the name would get around that you're lax, you would be not doing the service to the community, that's all. And they, I tell you, every one of these fellows, it's laughable. I know we're accused of making, you know, everybody, what do you do with all the money? And the funny part is the story that we laugh about, the honest guy said, if you want to make any money out of Canfield Fair, don't be on the board. Granted, they pay our expense to the convention. We pay our wives.
Did you go to the convention that Grace went to this fall? In Los Angeles, I think.
Yeah, well, Grace, Bob Rose, Bob and Ruth Rose, and Don Booth and his wife, Bob Hammett and his wife, and Bob Wiley. Now, there, as I say, we pay our wives' flight and the whole thing, but we did. We went to Pomona Fair, and we brought back some very good information. And see, we have this convention in Columbus every year. It's right after the first of the year. It always starts the first week after the first after New Year. And it's from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the whole board, as a rule, very seldom is not, they're usually all there. So that, but then for years, well, when I first got on it in '63, we went went to Chicago to the International Film mm-hmm. Convention. I was there for a couple of years, and then they moved it to Vegas. And we went to Las Vegas for quite a few mm-hmm. years to the convention, mm-hmm. and we started talking over among us that we felt that we could. Now, you can get a lot of good stuff, and granted, people envy you for going to Vegas, and it is a nice, it's a lot more appetizing to some people than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us in the gambling bunch, we, mm-hmm. the wives have more fun with the slot machine than it. So we've decided that we can get more good out of going to other fairs
mm-hmm.
rather than the international. Mm-hmm. Now, several couples still go.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to a fair and that. They mm-hmm. go either that or to another fair.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have been to Dallas Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been to Wisconsin.
Is that a big fair?
I think Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's surprising how well you're welcomed at these fairs. They really... Now, Oklahoma wasn't very hospitable, I guess,
mm-hmm.
from what we gathered from a couple of the members that went there. But I think they went to...
What's the biggest fair in Iowa?
Dallas.
Oh.
Dallas.
Oh, that
made
me think of Iowa.
That's
pretty big, too, though, isn't it? Iowa State Fair.
I don't know. I've not heard... Wisconsin's a big one. Oklahoma's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
This Pomona Fair, which is the Los Angeles County Fair, mm-hmm. is one of the biggies.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're the biggest 5-day fair.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
how long did the Pomona Fair? How long?
A couple of weeks.
Oh.
17 mm-hmm. days, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like a state fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are actually. They have. They're more of a state fair mm-hmm. than a county fair.
Do they have a state fair there too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Sacramento.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's not near the fair that the Pomona Fair
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And we had. It was really something. They had Grange exhibits. All the Granges from all over the state were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a county Grange exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Here we'll have more the different Granges in our county,
mm-hmm.
but there it was the county Grange
mm-hmm.
setup
mm-hmm.
At their fair,
mm-hmm.
and it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big buildings and stuff, but it makes you sick that you can't accomplish what they have, but that, of course, they go at it more commercially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are losing the agricultural aspect,
mm-hmm.
which is tough to, you've got to always remember when you're running a county fair that you're still agricultural oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even gotten to where we wanted to diversify and cover everything, and we had an industrial display.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't progress like we would have liked it, because we still favor the agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're still an industrial. Not a lot.
I
must be thinking of that one that GM has. Did GM have a...
They haven't been there for a few years. It ended up with strictly a GM exhibit,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't had it for mm-hmm. a few years.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anything really geared to industrial.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have something in the future that we would like to have as a lot more commercial displays inside.
Mm-hmm.
We only have the two buildings now, and Grace has been after this for years.
Yeah.
And I'm most certain if it ever comes to be a being,
mm-hmm.
It will be named the Grace
mm-hmm.
Williams
mm-hmm.
building.
Yeah.
That's something she's always...
I think Albert Agnew But he was pushing for that too. Mm-hmm. He wanted a bigger commercial place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, well, we have under the grandstand, and we have the commercial building and then the exhibitor building. It's a shame we don't have.
You think you pull in enough people?
We have people outside now that wants inside,
mm-hmm.
and we have people that just won't come unless they can get inside,
mm-hmm.
and we could have a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
We have to turn them away because we're limited on space.
Mm-hmm.
Grace has a waiting list every year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people we turn down on outside concessions. Oh, yeah. Yes, we've been overflowing for a long time. But like I said, we could fill up maybe the whole parking lot with concessions.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that.
Yeah.
We want to have upgrade what mm-hmm. we have.
Do you give preference to certain people?
Well, if they've been here.
Mm-hmm. Would you mail out applications?
We mail out the applications in right around in January,
mm-hmm.
the first part of February.
Mm-hmm. And what is it, first come, first serve?
Well, the ones that have been here, of course, we always tell them, get their applications back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody that's been here and we don't get an application back, which sometimes happens
mm-hmm.
with these concessionaires here in Florida,
yeah.
or there's been a cross-up.
Yeah.
And we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll try to contact
mm-hmm.
them and see, are you coming?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, and we do, if they've been on a corner for years and years,
mm-hmm.
we give them there.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's an exceptionally good one that wants a particular spot they had last year,
mm-hmm.
they'll never knock somebody else out
right.
and put somebody in. But
mm-hmm.
And we try to give the ones locally the preference.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than somebody from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot of times it's easier for a person here locally to fill in because
mm-hmm.
we had a cancellation last year
mm-hmm.
and we called some local people and they dug up some
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Was wishing they had known before, but they were glad to get in anyway.
Because I had an interview with Art Frank last week. That's pretty unusual for somebody to have a building that just stays there all the time, commercial.
We had one other one that was Ma Golden's. And it was down by the Pumpkin Building.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned a lesson that was done years before I got on. And this is a problem with
mm-hmm.
Art Frank,
mm-hmm.
because that was originally Isaac's.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Art worked for Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, and Art has carried it on
mm-hmm.
On his own,
mm-hmm.
and Ivy isn't even around
right.
anymore.
Right.
And of course, there's been no issue or anything
mm-hmm.
on it, but
mm-hmm.
it's, I'm positive if Art himself would ever
mm-hmm.
have to give it up, that we'd, because the building is right out there like a sword.
Yeah.
It's not the best place for
mm-hmm. What does he do, pay like a dollar rent, or is that his, or?
That's his building.
Uh-huh. How does that work?
He rents the ground.
Oh,
we charge him so much for rent.
Mm-hmm.
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 Which is the same as a tent someplace. We don't furnish tents.
Mm-hmm.
We rent them the space
mm-hmm.
on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put their own tent
mm-hmm.
or
but he
their
has
own
to take
tent.
Care of it.
Oh yeah.
Keep it
mm-hmm.
painted and
yeah, and we keep after him to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some weak points in it right now that's getting pretty
mm-hmm.
and this is one thing that Greenford River Tent is used to take that thing of theirs home every year, and they apparently asked somebody and they got permission to leave it there. And we were questioning it, and I didn't know that they had been given. So I've got to get a hold of
mm-hmm.
them and tell them that I'm sorry, and that
mm-hmm.
As long as they keep it painted up, and of course now we have weed killers that we don't have to bother, there's no problem going around here.
What about that Colonial Inn? Whose is that?
That is the Fair's, and they rent that to the church, to the Austin Town Community
Always
Church.
Always the same.
No?
Always the same.
Well, yes, yeah, see, Austin Town is probably the oldest exhibitor on the grounds. They used to be down, you know where Mr. B used to be in the tent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were a lot at that corner of Canfield, Austin Town, and Boardman Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, which is probably 50-some years ago, I remember my mother used to go out and work at the church tent. I got older and worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a long time. Well, when that was an exhibit, in fact, somebody told me at one time it was a pony building.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had chickens in it or I don't know what. And they made it into an inn.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there handy, right close. And they needed a year-round building for meetings and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they made it into that and they gave the church the chance to rent it because they were the oldest and they, of course, took advantage of it. Then we had that building and I forget what we used to have in it. It's where Mr. B is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Boardman Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ashamed that I don't know what was in that. It could have been chickens or something. Anyway, we made it into a dining hall because we're having a time with churches. We'd like to have large dining, local dining groups because they are, they serve good meals and it's for a good cause. Poland Methodist, if you remember, they had, well, the trouble is with these groups, there's so few people work there after a few years, and they pay the mortgage off, probably, or pay it way down, so then they give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I don't know how many churches in that building where Mr. B is, and finally they were turning over, so they'd be in there 1 year and they couldn't get the help, and they, so we asked Mr. B, and he said he'd be glad to. So he's went in and really spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's fixed it up beautifully and has a lot of equipment in there.
Yeah,
and so he's tickled with it, and we're tickled to have
him.
He rents to, John rents to him. Because he's in the building where John used to have his original grocery store. And John rents to him.
Is there anything you'd like to ask?
No, I don't know what line you might want to...
Very informative.
I've been